大家好，弟兄姐妹，早安。
I'm so happy to be able to be here with you again.
很高兴我还能够跟你们再讲。
And we're going to continue the prayer that Jesus gave to the disciples.
我们继续的把耶稣交给门徒的这个主导文的范本呢，继续来讲。
But let's ask the blessing from God on this, on the, message today.
我们好不好一起先求神来祝福我们的信息。
Father in heaven,
天上的父亲,
give us today unusual ability to understand your word.
求你特别给我们有一个很, 很精明的这样很精通的灵可以了解你的话语。
May it become real to us.
让这些话语很真实的。
May we feel thy presence in the word of God.
在我们的心里面特别是体会到你跟我们的你同在。
Help us today, Lord, to just grasp hold of the word as a sinking person who's drowning.
帮助我们，我们本来是就像那个沙泥一样，是会往下沉的。但是今天就帮助我们，让我们吸收你的话语。
So that our life will be filled with thy love and presence.
好，让我们的生命是有着你的同在，而且有着你的爱充满。
We just finished one little bit, and that was when we talked about our Father which is in heaven.
那我们上次呢用整堂的时间讲到我们在天上的父。
But I want to give you a little parable.
那今天我要先跟你讲一个好像比喻一样。
Suppose you woke up tired.
比如说早上起来 woke up tired.
I wake up tired every morning.
他说早上起来很累。我说是吗？早起来不是应该是精神充沛吗？他说他每天起来都很累。
At least you want to sleep some more.
意思是说你还想多睡一点，可是没办法。
But you have to cook breakfast.
然后你需要去准备做早餐了。
But when you get out in the kitchen, to your amazement, on the table is breakfast already all set up.
没想到你一踏进你的厨房的时候。早餐都已经放在餐桌上，都准备好了。
A little later, you think, "Oh, I believe I'm going to need gas in the car."
待会儿你心里一急，说：“哦，糟糕，我是
It's almost gone.
我的车油一定要去加，已经快完了。”
So you go out to the car to get some gas, and you look, and your tank is full.
你赶快出去，把车一开，然后呢，引擎一开的时候，发现，哎，啊，我的油不是没了，怎么又满了呢？
Then you come in and you remember, oh, I need to go now and write a few notes to people that have been very kind to me.
接下来还是有一个事情来了，很急的说，哦，我要赶快去写一个回卡哈，就是谢谢某某人做什么事情。
When you get there, they're already written, sitting up there on the table.
怎么我的卡已经都满了，应该表达的话了呢？
Then you say, you know, I've got to get to that garage.
接下来就想到
It's so dirty, I just can't put it off any longer.
哦，我的车库实在是乱的不得了，我不能再这样了。
So you get yourself ready and you go out into the garage to clean it. And when you look at it, it's all clean and shiny, amazingly so.
当你打开你的车库的门的时候，发现，哦，怎么那么的整齐，那么的整洁呢？
Then you remember a little later on, oh, I do have to go to the store.But I gave my husband the credit card today.
又有一件事上来了哦，那今天呢，我给我先生拿这个信用卡去买东西。
I knew I had a little bit in my purse, but I wondered if it would be enough.
突然间有一点忧虑哈，我不晓得我的钱够不够他去买东西。
When I went into my purse, to my amazement, there was $100 bill.
当我一打开我的包 ，You mean the money cash in your
Yes, $100.
Okay. 好，他的心里面的想法是说，哎呀，我的钱包够，银行钱够不够？可是当他打开他的皮包的时候呢，就发现有一张100块的这样的一个现钞在那里。
And you begin to think, you know, something unexplainable is happening to me.
你觉得很不可思议啊？今天
Who is doing this?
怎么会一件一件事情都出现了？然后谁做的呢
？And how do they know what I need?
那怎么会知道我需要这些呢
？And why would they do this for me?
为什么他愿意做这个呢
？Then that night, I had an odd dream.
那个晚上有一个更不合逻辑的梦。
And in the dream, something said to me on Tuesday afternoon at 3:05, you would have a person come to you from a lawyer's office. He will then tell you that your uncle has left you $1 million.
这个梦是这样子的，告诉他说星期二的下午3:05，有一个从他的啊，不知道舅舅还叔叔来的啊，这样的一个律师呢，要递给他这个传承100万。
So when I woke up, I thought, ridiculous dream.
他一醒过来，他说这个太荒唐了。
I have one uncle and he's not rich.
我有是有这样的一个 uncle 哈，但是呢，他也不怎么富有。
But sure enough, on Tuesday afternoon, the doorbell rang and I looked up at the clock and it was 3:05.
没想到真的耶，星期二的时候3:05真的来了。
And the man entered with a briefcase.
他拿进来一个公事箱，公事包。
He told me, my uncle left me $1 million.
真的，我的 uncle 竟然留100万给我遗产。
This little parable.
我讲这些当然是一个比喻。
Is maybe as foolish as it might be.
你听起来可能觉得太荒唐了。
Can help us to understand.
但是让你了解你的神。
You see.There are so many times that things happen. Oh, not like this. God doesn't put $100 bill in our thing, you know, that kind of thing. But there are things that happen that we're least expecting, but God has sent it.
你觉得好像天荒夜谈哈，但是呢，其实神对我们就是这样子，是你想象不到的。
He see, you know, when the children of Israel was going through the desert.
当以色列人进入啊。这个旷野的时候
Now they were only to go through for a year.
其实他们只要用一年多一点就可以
完成他们的行程。And they
ended up
40 years because of their disobedience.
但是因为他们的不信不顺服，使他们就多走了39，一共40年。
But he told them your shoes will never wear out.
但是其中告诉我们说，他们的鞋子没有穿破。
And when they got hungry, where did they find it?Coming from the heavens down on the ground.
那他们所吃的是什么呢？从天上掉下来的，又从地上长出来的。
When they needed water, the rock was struck and the water gushed out.
当然发现他们很干，他没有水的时候呢，石头一开就有水了，一打开就有水了。
Does that make sense?
这样子对你来讲觉得合逻辑吗？
You get water from a rock.
你从石头可以拿到水喝。
And so we see that he did this.Because he loved them.
那我们的神就是这样子行事的神，因为他爱他的百姓。
When you talk about my odd dream,
比如说刚才我讲的那个很荒唐的梦
，which is very very odd.
是真的是吗
？But in reality,
但是事实上
，from the time of Adam,
从亚当开始
，God has been telling man things that will happen in the future.
神就已经启示了，说人类的历史当中会经过什么事情。
And over and over again, it's been proven not only by the Bible, but by the history books also.
就像那个梦一样哈，把时间都讲得很精确，然后把经过，把什么事情都讲得很清确，一步一步的，就是包括那些先知书各方面的那个圣经里面的话，都告诉我们非常的精确。
And many times to the very day.
一直到那个时刻
，This is God.
这就是我们的神。
No, we can't see him.
当然，你看不到他。
He is a spirit.
因为他是灵。
He was a creator God.
因为他是一个创造的主。
But we see how much he has done for mankind, and he keeps letting us know, "I'm here."
他一直用各种工作让你知道说，孩子，我就在这里。
Sometimes I think.That we get an idea of God that is wrong.
有时候我们对神的这个认知是有误差的。
And I want you to understand that our God is very real.
我们的神是很真实的。
He has shown himself just like this little parable talks.
就像刚才我讲的这个，好像预言一样。
Time and time and time.
一次再一次的。
Sometimes we don't recognize it.
有时候是你根本就没有想到是神做的。
We don't even know how God is intervening.
你也不知道说神事实上是在做一些工，对你做一些工。
But we know why, because He loves us.
那你确定知道他爱你。
That's why He said, "You must have faith in me."
那就是为什么他说你一定要有信心，对我有信心。
And the key to it is that you know that he is.
那首先你这个信心的秘诀就是认识这一位神，有这一位神。
All that God has ever looked for between us and him and man is a relationship of knowing and loving.
神对你所要的是什么呢？不过就是你跟他的关系连接起来，而且你爱他，他爱你。
Life is not easy.
当然人生不容易。
The word of God said it rains on the just and on the unjust.
神的话告诉我们说这个雨下给坏的人还有下给好的人。
Come to the just and the unjust.
这个不管怎么样哈，就是这个世界我们所临到的好人坏人都是一起受的。
And it's part of our life.
那这个是我们人生的一部分。
But there's one thing he told us. He may not take us out of the fire.And he may not take us out of the deep waters, but he said, I will go with you.
那刚才他的意思我稍微再补充一下，意思是说呢，好人也会生病，坏人也会生病，你心目中的坏人也会生病，所以我们都一样的经受这个世上这些劳苦啦各方面。但是呢，不一样的在哪里呢？在于说，即使有火，即使有水，我们都一起经过，可是神跟你在一起。
God never...planned particularly except for the children of Israel. He never planned us just a beautiful little smooth life. No.
所以当我们计划的时候，他已经知道我们的人生的计划不可能是在这个完全的很美好很完整的这样的一个情况下面。
He planned for us to become stronger through trials and temptations.
那他要做工的部分是让我们经过这一些不可避免的经历之后，让我们更刚强，更能够抵挡试探。
And he plans sometimes that we have to stand up against a strong enemy.
有时候你需要他没有挪去你的敌人哈，让你站在那个敌人面前，你站立得稳。
So with these things that come upon us, we can grow in the things of God.
以至于呢，你可以跟神的关系越来越亲。跟他的这个属灵上面的生命呢，越来越成长。
So take time today to think, Lord, what is my relationship? Do I really believe that you are?
所以今天呢，我要你好好的再省思一下，你跟神的关系是这样的吗？就说你真的相信他可以在你生命中做很多也曾经做过哈那么多的奇妙的工吗
？You see, we can believe that Jesus was because we read about him in our history books as well as the Bible.
这种事实来讲哈，可能我们会对耶稣还容易一点，因为对耶稣的话，他有历史的证明有这个我们的那个强调，还有你这个信主的经历。但是对神就可能比较不一样。
But it's only when we believe and know that he and I have a relationship.
但是你一定要确定，你的信心要确定说。他跟你之间是父子父女的关系，你们的关系，我们的关系。
Through the blood of Jesus,
是借着耶稣基督所流的宝血。
And a humble, repentant heart.
那我们就要有一个受教，而且有一个忧伤痛苦的心。
We become His child.
我们成为他的儿女。
And because of that, there's something within us that recognizes, yes, I am His child.
所以呢，你确定了？是的，我的位置是他的儿女。
But let me know. Let me tell you. I know that he has a holy name.
那我就要认识到这个神呢，有一个名是圣的名。
He looked up at his father and he said, "Hallowed be your name." Hallowed means set apart. It means that there's no one like God.
接下来，耶稣说，愿你的名被
尊
为圣。
He is completely unique.
他是很。只有一个唯一的唯尊的一个名。
He's not just a super person or a better a being, no.
不是只是一个好像比较卓越或者是一个超级的一个对象而已。
When Jesus said name, I will be your name, name meant that God's whole character, his whole person is set apart.
名字代表什么呢？名字代表一个人的特性，就是你讲到叫一个某某人的名字，就像这个人整个内外的一个特性。所以当我们说愿你的名，那个名代表神本身所有的属性。
You know, we don't understand this as much as the older Jewish people in time past, because to them, names meant something. When you named your child, it meant something.
可能对于中国来人来讲比较没有办法像犹太人，犹太人对这个取名字是非常慎重，而且对他们讲那个名字是有很深的意义的。
It was a sum of a person's character. That's why they would find names for their children that would be like blessing, that they would be a blessing, or they're this or that, because this is what they wanted for the character of their children.
所以每一个父母亲在帮孩子取名的时候，他取一个很有意义，他们的心愿一样，希望这个孩子就是这样的一个特性的一个名字。
So when we say, Hallowed be thy name, we're saying, God, you are the only separate, great, living God. No one else and nothing else is as great as you are.
所以当你说愿你的名被尊为圣的时候，就好像你心里面就有一个对神的那个整个他的特性，他的属性的那种特殊啊，那种唯一的，而且他是圣洁无瑕的这样的一个属性呢，你有一种很大的一个认知跟尊重。
Now Jesus has established our relationship, our Father, and hallowed, your name alone is great. Then he went on to tell us something else.
耶稣已经一开始就奠定了我们祷告时候跟神的关系，我们在天上的父亲。那么接下来呢，你也认知到说，当我尊你的名为圣的时候，你是怎么样的一个神。那么接下来
Now listen, he said, your kingdom come.
他说你的旨意。
Now this helps us to realize that he is establishing something to his disciples.
当耶稣到世上来的时候，他也开始在建立一个他要建立的，而且要从他的门徒开始建立的。
Actually today,We should realize this more than any generation.
那我们到今天，从他的门徒到今天，我们应该更明白，耶稣要建立的是什么。
It isn't a dream. It isn't a story. He's telling us his kingdom is coming.
他不是在建造一个其他的什么，而是他的国要降临。
The more I read and hear about his kingdom, it's something that you and I have never seen.Ears have never heard. We cannot even imagine, the word of God says, what this kingdom is like.
这个王，这个国呢，神的国会怎么样的一个国呢？是我们眼没有见过，耳朵也没有听过，是你想象不到的。
It's like the man that came and told me I had $1 million in my dream.
就像刚才我说，有一个人来跟我说，哦，我可以得到100万一样。
He's saying.The kingdom of God is ours. It's coming. It's a precious thing. Don't give it up.
这个国度就是你在的国度，你就是在国度里面的一员，绝对不能放弃啊。
The riches of the world isn't worth it.
这个世界上所有的荣华富贵比不上，太比不上了。
The battles that press you down, don't give up because there is a tremendous, wonderful, a place for us.
不管你的征战有多大，你的压力有多大，绝对不能放掉，你一定要进入这个国。
And it's not just for 50 years or 84 years like me. It's for eternity.
记得你的人生不管有多少年，有人年轻，有人年壮，有人年老，像我这样80几岁，不管多少年，就是用这段时间要进入永生神的国。
Then Jesus turned around now and he's saying something now about the authority of God.
那接下来谈到神的这个权柄，刚才提到说神的这个神的国降临。
Jesus lived this when he was on earth.
那当耶稣讲到这个教祷告的时候，他是在还是在地上。
He never did anything, but he said it was his.Father's will, what his father wanted.
那他总是提到我的天父的旨意，我的天父要我做什么。
So you see, after he said your kingdom is coming, God, he said your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
他的祷告是说要求神的天父的旨意在地上。如同在天上，行在地上，如同行在天上。
That takes in our whole Christian life.
哦，这个就是我们整个的基督徒的生命的过程了。
He's saying that God has a will for man.
因为神有他对每一个人的心意。
God has a pattern. God has something he has put out and said, this is my standard for man.
他已经给人一个模式，而且一个蓝图，说这个就是我要我的儿女在世上过日子的这样子的一个蓝图。
Down through these last 2,000 years, man has tried every way they can to turn it around, to make it come to the age they're living in.To satisfy their situation, the will of God, but listen, it never changes.
人类的历史，我们看到，在在的都想要去扭曲、去改变神对人的这个人生该有的这个蓝图。可是我们知道，神的心意是改变不了的。
When God said it in His Word, it's not a suggestion; it's a commandment.
当神说的时候。他不是只是建议你，好像给你一点这个智商一样，他是给你一个律，一个命令。
This he's telling us here, God's glory should be shown on earth just like it is in heaven.
那这里是告诉我们说，神在天上所做的都要在地上行使出来，包括他的荣耀也要在地上行使出来。
From the little glimpses we get of heaven, we see how they serve him.How they're singing, how the majesty, his majesty, everything. God is in order, and he is their center.
所以意思是说呢，就像你去看启示录一样哈，天上怎么敬拜神，天上怎么围在这个王的宝座来敬拜他，到在地上一样的是要这样子来以他为主，以他为荣。
The world may curse him, but friends, we have to glorify God.
不管大家怎么样在咒诅神的名违抗神，但是呢，我们就是那一群要来荣耀神的子民。
I was very weak the other day. I really felt weak.
我在前几天呢，很弱。
And I read the verse again. Give praise in all things. Or a preacher said, I forget, but it came back.And all things give praise.
我忘记了是我听到讲员在讲，还是说我自己看到圣经。我忘在灵修的时候就看到说，哦，凡事都要谢恩，而且都要赞美，都要感恩。
All things is not when just when I'm enjoying myself.
所以凡事的意思是说
，And everything is going nice.
不是只有好事。
And we're in church and singing a nice song that has a good melody, and we're happy and we.Singing out the glory of God.
这个在指的也不是说只有在那个很好听的旋律里面，然后很激动的来对神的荣耀唱歌。
No, we're to do it when we're pressed.
而是在我很软弱的时候。
When we're weak.
我很软弱，而且我很有压力的时候。当我动摇的时候。
When it seems like I can't take any more.
好像我受不了的时候。
Begin to raise up your voice in praise and glorifying God.
的声音好像这样宣告出来一样，然后呢，就对着天上的神去跟他感谢，然后荣耀他。
It worked for me.
我就这样突破了。
It was amazing.
我是很真的是很奇妙的。
I began to praise God for everything.
所以呢
，praising for what it was.
在我那最软弱的一刻呢，我竟然好多好多都可以来赞美他的。
And in a little while, my strength began to rise.
然后我那个心力呢，慢慢慢慢就又再上来了。
He doesn't just say these things.
神说的话不是只有说给你好听而已。
God stands behind every word that he says.
只要他所说的话，他都在背后赋予能力。
And in his way.
在他的时间，用他的方法，让你得着这个话的时候，你要得着他真正的荣耀跟能力。
And he said, and God has an agenda.
神自己也有他的这个时间表。他有他的计划。
He hasn't made us and left us.
他没有说，哎呀，我造了你，然后你们自生自灭啊。
Many times in God's word, He's told different ones, "Thus saith the Lord."
然后呢，神总是借着这个圣经里面的这些作者启示他们说呢，神的话这样说，耶和华这样说。
And Ezekiel, how many times he said, "I heard the voice of the Lord. The Lord said this."
先知以西结，他常常用一句话开始他要写的预言意象：神耶和华对我说，他声音这样说。
You see, so his name, his kingdom,
他的名字，他的国度
，whether it's on earth or what he is, the kingdom in his children, for the kingdom has come, Jesus said, in the hearts of his children.
那耶稣来的时候就告诉我们了。 啊，虽然这个国还没有完全的全貌还没有成全，可是呢，已经在你的心里面，天国在你的心里。
We should be living a kingdom life.
所以你在过的那种国民的感受呢，或者国民的认知是我是天国的国民。
And in our lives, they should have top priority.
而且它会成为我的一个首要的啊，一个你想到的，或者你的认知，或者是你首要的一个，好像一个很重要的一个任务一样。
So you say, Sister Schwartz, you're discouraging me.
或许你说，哎呀，妈咪，听到这里我有点沮丧。
I'm not always doing those.
为什么我好像没有这些，我也没有在做什么。
Sometimes I'm ashamed of what my thoughts.
或许呢，我觉得好像我很低落，我觉得我很羞耻。
Let me tell you something.
那我告诉你
，When Jesus said you must be born again, he meant that.
那耶稣曾经教我们，告诉我们说，你一定要重生
，into a whole new life。
呀，你要进入神的国，就一定要有一个新的生命。
Peter said to a group, "You're still babes in Christ."
啊，Paul 呀，保罗对教会说呢，你们就像一个婴孩一样，总是好像一个婴孩一样。
You've got to mature.
你一定要成长。
When we became a child of God, we were born again.
那当你成为神的儿女的时候，一定是一个重生，一个有新生命的人。
We were children.
那我们是他的孩子。
The problem is that many stay just children.
问题是，我们好像留在一个孩子的那种情况下面。
So we have to recognize. He even said, "There's some that are least in the kingdom of heaven."
然后有听到，我们好像也听到啊，耶稣说呢，那天上最小的。
But then we see he begins to work in our lives.
那神是很乐意在我们的生命里面做工的。
He begins to sort of pull us like the potter making the clay.
就好像一个陶匠拿着一块陶土，然后把它拉开，把它塑造一样。
You know the potter.He takes the clay and he molds it in his hands. Ooh, that doesn't feel too good.
这个陶匠首先呢，对这块土呢，要把它捏的有弹性，所以他就一直捏，一直捏。
And then after he molds it, he puts it on a wheel, and it spins around.
把它捏好，弄一个模型之后呢，开始呢就要放在一个轮上面，让它去转，要把它弄得均匀。
Poor clay must be dizzy if it had feeling.
所以在被转的时候，一定是很晕的哈。
And while he's doing that.He's cutting off little pieces of clay that don't belong there.
拿起那个美工刀，开始就在把它的一些多出来的要把它削掉。
And those are the things that hurt sometimes when we say, "Oh Lord, I've failed you again."
刀子去雕的话一定很痛的，对不对？有时候我们就
是神啊。But he said, "You have an advocate with the Father."
我受不了，我又失败了。
You go back to Jesus and just say, "Lord, forgive me."
那你每一次就回到你的。这个陶匠主人的面前说：“你原谅我，我从这里再开始。”
And then after it gets all molded,
然后呢，已经被塑造了。
Sometimes he then puts some kind of a liquid on us. It smells terrible.
在成型之后呢
，a thing that's supposed to, it's going to shine later on, but now it's just, oh, it smells terrible.
还要喷上一种
，you feel choking,
让你觉得很臭的。
Sometimes we come up against things that
一个表面上让你觉得很臭的，有时候你的人生也有这种好像被卡住了，就觉得你很不能呼吸的那种感觉。
Then he puts it in the oven.
接下来还要放到这个火炉里面。
And that poor clay,
这个
in that oven,
陶器
that terrible smell,
带着一个臭味
and the terrible heat.
又有那么强的火
，He thinks he can't stand it any longer.
所以对他来讲，他说这一次是真的是受不了了，死定了。
And the potter takes him out.
没有想到主人把他拿出来
，And he brings him out in the air.
把他放在这个空气中。
And there he is a shining pot.
哇，已经可以发光了，是一个很漂亮的一个陶器。
Sometimes they put them back and bake them so they'll get even.
那有一种陶器还要放到第二次的烧。
Let me tell the furnace isn't easy.
在这个火里面被烧是很难的。
But he told us he would go through it with the, even in the fire he would be with us.
但是神应许我们，即使你经过火，我也跟你同在。
And to his most beautiful, precious pieces, do you know what the potter does?
那 对于这个他精心做出来的这个陶器也好，瓷器也好，
he takes them in a dark room and puts them on a shelf.
接下来这一步竟然把它放到一个很黑暗的暗室里面去，
and leaves them there.
然后就把它放在那里摆着。
Sometimes he may set us aside.
有时候神也会把你搁在一边。
Like、we haven't anything to do. Seems like we're neglected. We're forsaken by people.
好像你是啊、被割开、被忽略的一个人一样。
But as we praise him and we sit there and we don't get angry, we don't get discouraged, we say, but there's a reason why the potter put me in here.
记得不要沮丧，
and when he came out,
不要觉得生气，因为神有他的心意。
And when the potter comes out,
当这个
he looks at that teapot, the most beautiful thing,
或许是一个茶壶
出来的时候， and he puts him right up on the display counter.
这个主人把它放到最高的柜子上，让每一个人可以、这样子抬着头来看他。
That's what Jesus wants to do for us. He's taking us through all of these things, Rama.
所有你人生经过的过程，
so、
都是神在对你做工。
He can take us to our Father.
然后呢，主耶稣呢，就、把你拿到我们的天父的面前，
and show him this beautiful piece of clay that now is part of the kingdom of God.
很引以为荣的跟天父说，跟我们的神说呢，你看，本来是一块很脏的泥土，现在成为一个非常精美的天国里面的这么漂亮的啊一个。
So we see then that he says, Hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done in heaven.
愿你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意
you see,
能够行在地上，如同行在天上。
This shows that prayer isn't a toil tool to get what we want.
所以这个都让我们看到说，当我们说我们去祷告的时候，并不是要得到你要的。
Prayer is a way to get God's will accomplished in us.
而是我们祷告是我们的心愿，希望神的美意，那个让我们很好的这个意思呢，可以成全在我们的生命里面。
So you see, Jesus wanted us to pray with the desire that not my will, not what I want, Lord, Thy will be done.
所以神要我们的祷告的心意焦点放在神啊，只有你的心意最好。所以呢，不是按着我的，是让你。可以行使在我的生命当中，你的旨意。
So remember, in heaven there is no disobedience.
所以在天上的时候，记得在神的面前是没有不顺服的。
God's will.
那对于神的这个旨意是，你不要抗啊，不要不能抗逆的。
Yes, on earth there is disobedience.
当然在地上你可以有你的
自由。And many times where there's obstacles to His will, oh Lord, I can remember some of the things through my life. That's the beauty of being 84.And can still have a memory to remember.
我身为啊这样的一个经过84岁的人生呢，我还记得以前我怎么样在抗逆神的心意。
I sometimes was like Paul.
有时候像保罗一样。
I kept hitting my head against the priest.
好像呢是用我的头在撞墙一样，保罗是用脚在踢刺。
I felt like what he asked. I don't know that I can really. Oh, I don't want to do that, Lord.
有时候是觉得说。不可能了，有时候觉得说我不要了。
I would tell him, you know, that's not the word of God.
有时候我觉得说好像不是这个意思吧。
Or I might tell him, you know, that's too hard. I just, but you know, there has to come a day in our lives when we submit to the will of God.
但是在你这人生的有限的日期里面呢，时间里面呢，你一定要学到完全的顺服。他刚才有一句话我们要记得哈，在天上。没有任何对神旨意的违抗的。
People like to go around it. They like to try some way to find another way.
在世上的时候，我们有时候想要绕道而行。
So many times when in the church someone divorces,
有时候我们会啊找一个自己的出路。
And the church said this isn't what God wants.
那有时候呢，因为这个境况呢
很
为难，所以教会也会改变神那个旨意的一个意思。
They'll go to another church that.Preaches it. It's all right. It's all right. You know that's just life.
Yeah, 所以我就找到一个教会，让我觉得说我这样做啊、可以的教会。
We just can't get around God.
所以你不要，我们不要以为我们可以对神绕道而行。
So we say, "Your will be done," Lord. We say.
那我们已经说
你的旨意已经在地上。This is what he said, pray that your will, God, will be done.
所以意思是说神啊，我的真的是愿意你的心意在我的心里面或在我们的这样的教会里面可以成就。
You know, there's different ways of saying it in different moods.
那你要说你要这样求的时候有不同的几种心态。
Maybe you're like the man who was a fatalist in resentment. And he said, your will do, your will, there it is. Nothing I can do about it anyway. Your will wins, but I don't like it.
有一种心态是说我知道我赢不过你的了，反正你的你要做什么就做什么嘛。那我反正我就是知道你是这样子的，那我有何奈呢？
You see, what we have in our heart is the heart that wants perfect love toward God. A love toward God. Not when we think of perfect, we think of something that perfect many times means complete. Something that we really truly love.
当我们对神有这样的祷告的时候，是带着一种对神那种很完全、很专心的爱。
And trust him.
那里面的这个专心包括信靠他，
Now,
信任他的心意。
Trust is a whole other sermon.
那这个信靠要讲又讲很长。
To learn how to trust in him.
所以要学习怎么样信靠他。
But if you can understand, I know it's going to be the best thing for me.
那基本上你的确认是这样，信心就是我认定神的心意能够自由的在我的生命中彰显出来就是最好的，对我是最好的。
And many times we can just cry, Lord, change me where I don't understand or accept your will, but let me, Lord, accept your will. Give me that strength and give me that help. And God does.
如果你还没有办法很认定神的心意，好像你感觉好像不是对我最好的，还没有办法认定的话，那妈咪说呢，你就跟神说，神啊，你帮助我，改变我，让我看到。让我愿意接受，认定你是啊，你的旨意是美善的。
Maybe you say, but God doesn't understand how hard that is.
或许你认为说神不了解。
He doesn't know what it can cost. He doesn't know what it costs.
他不了解我现在的情况是多么的难，而且他也不了解说以后都会多么的惨。
Didn't he?
是吗
？Jesus, he's there, knelt at that stone in the garden.
当耶稣在克西马尼园祷告的时候，
Can you let this cup pass?
上十字架前祷告的时候，他说，
you see,
可不可以不要喝这个苦杯？
He wasn't sinful. He just said, Lord, could you do this? Would you do this, Father?
他的祷告不是说你帮我做这个，你帮我做那个。
And it seems like he didn't do it just once, but three times it tells us he went
back and prayed. 而且他三次的祷告跟神求他说，如果可以的话。
But finally, Jesus said, with from the depths of his human heart.You see, he wasn't fighting in the spiritual as God. He was fighting as a man. He was feeling and understanding what we feel. He said, I've gone through things and I know how you feel.
那三次的这么样的一个痛苦的祷告代表说他就像我们一样人性里面那个很痛苦很难的那个经历一样到了三次之后他就说按着你的旨意。
But he said,
他了解你的。
But he said, nevertheless,Not as I will it, Lord, but as thou wilt.
但是绝对，因为我希望这样，但是绝对的，请你的旨意能够成就。
You see, God's will must be done.
神的旨意一定要成就的。
And Jesus is telling us how to pray for it.
所以耶稣教我们要这样来祷告。
You know, God doesn't really need us.
神也不是那么的，好像神。神不是需要我们。
He could be tired of this world and zoom, we're gone.
如果有时候神说，哎呀，好厌烦了，怎么老是同样在绕？他想说，哎呀，不管了。
But he truly loves us.
他太爱我们了，他不会这样。
God is able to do his will without our prayer or our cooperation, yet he invites us to participate in his coming kingdom, start building his kingdom.
爱我们爱到让我们可以参与他的啊，爱他的旨意之后呢，还参与他的旨意，可以完成他整个国度的一个实现。
Actually, he said in one of the, I think it was Paul said that without us, he can. There's certain things that he couldn't do without us. The way the scheme of life is.
圣经上有这样的意思是说，好像一定要有我们。刚才妈咪是说，好像神 不一定需要我们来做事情，没有错，他是全能的哈。但是呢，又有这样的一个想法，为什么啊？保罗也好，这些门徒也好，拼上命去跟啊，去行使神的心意，是因为神真的是命定我们是很重要的一部分，要跟神一起来完成的。
You see, in heaven, God's will is obeyed by all spontaneously, right as He says it, with the deepest joy, and in a perfect manner, without a shadow of unfaithfulness.
在天上的话，根本不用这样的祷告，因为在天上的话，没有一个人是看到神的荣耀，没有一个人去怀疑神的心意，而且呢，非常大家非常崇尊的来对敬拜这位神。
Well, you said if I was in heaven, I could do that too.
或许你说我就在地上啊，在天上我也可以像他们一样这么的顺服啊。
But you know who was in heaven?
但是你要知道
，You know the one that was over the throne, watched over God, the great singer, the one that was the archangel of heaven, Satan.
你知道
，He was in heaven.
如果你想说等到我到天上一定会这样的时候，请你。记得这一点，这件事情，你知道那个在天上最认识神，而且是最漂亮、最聪明的天使长，我们现在称为撒旦，他就被摔下来了，他不在天上，他不能在天上。
So you see, the angels did not have to obey God.
那天使有一种自由意志，他可以不用顺服神。
They did it out of a spontaneous love, seeing the greatness of God, but not that angel.
他们是用使尽他们的那个能力，他们能够表达的来敬拜这位崇高的神。可是却有这个撒旦，他不这样做。
He developed his own will.
他用自己的心意。
Pride, the thinking of his position.
骄傲。
He was beautiful, the word of God said.
很漂亮，非常漂亮。
And he took a third of the angels with him.
而且呢，还唆使了三分之一的天使。
It seems to me God never created anything.
离开那个荣耀的
这个宝座。That He did not give them a will of their own.
Again, I'm sorry.
God never created anything. It seemingly that He did not give them a will of their own.
看起来，神呢造啊天使也好，造人也好，他有一个是给我们这个自由意志。神所造的这个尊贵的这个部分呢。就是给我们自由意志。
Why? Because God didn't want robots.
因为神不要造机器人。
He wanted them to. He wanted every one of us to have the choice to love Him.
他让我们自由选择来要不要爱他。
So we should pray. We should pray, Lord, what may Your will be done in this earth?
让我们祷告说，
神啊。As it is in heaven.
愿你的心意旨意行在地上，像在天上一样。
And you look at our world today, and you think, Lord, I'm going to keep praying, but it looks awful dark. They're so sinful, they're lawless, they're hateful. They're trying to break down all kinds of laws and rules and everything. But I'm praying, Lord, that Your will be done here.
即使你看着现在有太多的动荡，太多的暴乱，太多的混乱。你还是一样这样祷告，神啊，我愿意你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
So the mode of our obedience needs to be love.
我们的顺服要基于爱。
We respect for the Creator.
因为我们尊荣这一位创造者。
And honor Him.
我们愿意尊荣他。
For He is God.
因为他是神。
You see, there has to come a time when.We really submit to God.
那到一个地步，你一定要最终，你一定要到整个能够顺服下来。
You know, as a little child grows up, are they born to submit?
孩子一生下来，不是生下来是要来听话的。
Oh, honey, I watched the four little grandchildren of Dorothy's around here, and I know they were not born to submit.
他就这样一步一步的看着我的孙子女哈。
Every one of them in their own way wants his own will.
我可以证明，绝对不是生下来要听话的。
So we have to understand.
不听话的地方。
Even after Jesus forgives our sins, sometimes we're like those little children. We still want to do our own thing.
所以，即使耶稣赦免了你过去的罪行，但是我们那里面的那个不顺服、不听话的罪性。 还是继续的好像还很活跃。
So what does a parent have to do?
那怎么办呢？
There are several different kinds of parenting, and I know that. There are those that what they do is they let them do anything.
那有一种亲子呢是让孩子该怎么样就怎么样吧，就反正顺其自然吧。
And they grow up to be lawless. They grow up to not care about people. They grow up with that selfish desire. But then there's the one that disciplines.
那长大之后呢，等于说他们目中就无法了哈，不管什么法围不住他们的，他们要怎么做就怎么做，自己都没有办法约束自己的。那另外一种
teaches them and then holds them to it.
另外一种是你要去好好教他，而且要盯着他，要训练他。
Taking the little four children to the restaurant that we have here, one of the ladies that goes with us often said, they are the best children she's ever seen to go out to eat.
有一次我跟着那四个孩子到外面去餐厅吃饭的时候那就有一个女士说，我没有看过那么能够在餐馆里面那么小的孩子能够那么听话的。
They don't yell, they don't fuss, they don't make big noises to embarrass you.
没有吵杂，也没有相争，就坐在那里，该吃什么就吃什么。
They were trained that way.
因为他们被训练过。
So you see what the Lord has to do the same way to us.
所以
He first has to teach us.
所以神也是一样，先教我们。
And that's the word of God.
那就是神的话，用神的话来教导我们。
And then He said, I'll hold you to that because I have to discipline you.
接下来呢，他的手要就是好像不停的来，
well,
一方面盯我们，一方面来纠正我们，好让我们可以被教导之后可以成型。
As usual.I talk too much, too long.
那我又讲太长了。
You'll have to forgive me.
Well, I told you, you can talk. 我昨天跟他说，你就不要拘束吧，他能讲就让他讲啊。
I got one more point. I got one little section done again. So we're going to study this again next time. God bless you, and I trust the Lord will help us to recognize that kingdom's coming, and we're getting close.Do you know what I realized the other day?
我是认为说，妈咪的这个慢慢讲啊，一点一点慢慢讲，事实上是好像我们在吸收那个精华、那个基质一样哈。所以呢，他这样他说，我今天还是讲一小段而已，但是我觉得里面的精华，如果我们吸收到了，对我们是很有益的。
I've read it, I preached on it, but I never saw this that I think.
今天我跟你讲的这些都不是我好像开罐头以前都讲过了，不是哈？就好像今天我又有一个新的。一个启发一样
He tells the things are going to happen.
他告诉我们
All down through.
他已经告诉我们会怎么样发生
But he said when we're getting closer to my coming.
当我们越来越近的时候
It's going to be like a woman travailing. In other words, a woman having a child.
就好像一个要生产的一个妇人
She's going to have light pains and go on.
那些
刚
开始
But then they're going to get harder and closer.
我们都知道这个
and harder and closer.
这个阵痛是慢慢的、轻轻的、越来越密集，然后越来越痛。
And do you know who he was talking to?
那他对谁讲的呢？
He was talking to the church.
他是对教会讲的。
Because he said, when you see these things,
你如果看到这些
look up, your redemption draweth nigh.
记得，当我们看到这些乱象的时候，或者是这些让我们觉得说神的话在应验的时候。你眼睛往上看，你仰望你的神，他要告诉你的是说，这个救恩已经近了。
To most of these things, the world
你的救主近
了。Tries to explain it through science, or it just happens, or it's one of those things. But God's children, He said, when you see these things coming, look up, your redemption's drawing nigh. Sisters, look up, because our redemption.
不管世人怎么样来解释这些现象或怎么样想办法解决但是我们基督徒就听着耶稣的话说眼睛举起来看上面我们的救主已经近了救恩就在我们的门前了是一个好消息 OK 冯金师母请你唱一下那个 You finish right?
Yeah,
yeah 唱那个